started dating the 2 week Rabbi Yisrael Friedman.
This Shabbos, we know, is Erev Rosh Chodesh, and because of that, so the normal Haftorah which we would learn, the Haftorah from the Parshas Hashavia, is suspended. And instead we learn a different Haftorah, a Haftorah called Mocha Chodesh. So there is in Santa Kasha, which is asked by the Kozhel Avigur, Hashem Yinkom Dumoy, was one of the great Gedolim before the war in Poland. And he asks as follows. We know that we only suspend the Parshas Hashavia when that day is a special day. Lemushel, Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. So we suspend the Parshas, the Haftorah of Parshas Hashavia, because it's Yom Tov, or because it's Rosh Chodesh. But if Yom Tov falls on Sunday, we don't have a special Haftorah because tomorrow is going to be Yom Tov. Similarly, when Yom Tov falls on a Friday, we don't have a special Haftorah for the Yom Tov because tomorrow is Shabbos. So why is it that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday, so we suspend the Haftorah, which we should be lining, and we line a totally different Haftorah, Mocha Chodesh, where, because in this Haftorah we found the words Mocha Chodesh, and Mocha is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Oh, so therefore we're going to line this Haftorah.
There's nothing about
Rosh Chodesh really in this Haftorah at all. That it should be. So what's the significance? Why is this new Haftorah instituted, and we suspend the normal Haftorah? So this is a Gewaldige Kasha, which he asks. So he quotes in the name of the Avner Nezer, that it would appear from this that the day of Erev Rosh Chodesh has in itself some significance, which it's the day itself which is Kaveya, we need to read the Haftorah today. Not because tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, but because today is Erev Rosh Chodesh. And he writes the following words. He says that it must be that the Miet HaYoreach, Mikoyach Miet HaYoreach, the fact that the Erev Rosh Chodesh we don't have the moon at all, the moon has vanished. After that Miet HaYoreach comes the following day, the new Levuna. Mikoyach HaMiet Atzmoy Nitzmach Achakach Chidesh HaLevuna. And therefore, Kiven Shahamit Goyrim Lechidesh HaLevuna, Al Kein Higam Kein Nechshav Ktsas Yontif. Rosh Chodesh is also considered Shtikel Yontif. Not because just merely tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, but because Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow, only because today is Rosh Chodesh Zemit HaYirech. Not exactly so clear what he means to say. But the same Ha'ura is actually written in one of the earlier Gedolim, the Rama Mipanoi. The Rama Mipanoi has the same question and gives the same answer. And he writes more ba'arichas, and this is what I want to focus the shir on today. Da, you should know, ki yesh lechidish halavuna, yichas v'keshe umetz imahavas dovid v'yoynesen. The chidish halavuna every month has got a very strong connection with the story of the Ahava of David HaMelech with Yoinason, the son of Shul HaMelech. Ad she'ein lahafli, says the Rama Mipanoi, you shouldn't wonder im uni doichim al pi ha-gemura haftoris ha-shavia b'shvil mocha chodesh. It shouldn't be by you a pela. Why are we suspending the parshas ha-shavia? Because mocha chodesh. Writes the Rama Mipanoi, because it's no less than the Shiva de Nechemta, where we also suspend the Parshas HaShavia to line the Haftorahs of Nechoma. Finishes off the Rama Mipanoi, V'hi ketam, this is like what the Pusik tells us, the Pusik in Micha, ki nofalti kamti. After I have fallen, kamti, I will arise. I want to just, by the way, say a brichem aboim to Yedidein Reb Shloime Klein, hasn't been here for the last few weeks, had operation on his foot. Baruch Hashem, ki nafalti kamti. Baruch Hashem, it's good to see him back. Ki eishev b'choyshech, when I sit in darkness, afterwards Hashem oyli. The Rebbeinu won't be for me a light. So this is what the Ramah Mipanoi writes. That the reason why we rely on this Haftorah is to be machazikas. That even if Chas v'shulem, Klal Yisrael is going through a period of nefila, don't worry. Ki nafalti, after the nefila, kamti, I pick myself up. Ki eishe b'choshech, if it seems dark, Hashem oili. The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to be for me again a oil. So we need to understand, so how does this fit into the Haftorah? What's the message of the Haftorah? So the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah in Daf Chofei Yomad Aleph that Rabbeinu HaKodesh told Reb Chiya, I want you to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And I want you to send me a siman that you've done it. And what siman should you send me? Shulach li simuna. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. I want you to send me a message. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. When I receive this message, I will know that you have been Makadosh the new Chodesh. Explains Rashi that David HaMelech is compared to the Levuna, like the Pusik tells us in Tehillim and Peites, Achas nizbati bekodshi im leduvid achazev. Zaroi leolem yiye vechisoi kashemesh negdi kiyoreach yikoin oilam. As David HaMelech is going to be like the yoreach versus yikoin oilam, which is here forever. So therefore, this is the siman I want you to send me. The Bedid Shivaruf writes in his Sefer, Kedishas Levi, we know, Chazal tell us, that the Shulah Shagulim are keneged the Ovois. Pesach is keneged Avrum Avini, Shviyas is keneged Yitzchok Avini, and Sikkis is keneged Yaakov Avini, writes the Bedid Shiruf, in Rosh Chodesh is keneged David HaMelech. V'lachein uni maskirin b'misif the Rosh Chodesh, evashirei David Avdecho, hanishmurim, this is, we only mention it in the Misa for Rosh Chodesh. Says the Bedid Shiruf, now we understand why the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that Rabbeinu HaKodesh told him, send me the siman, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, because Rosh Chodesh is connected David HaMelech. And the Sefer told us Yitzchok, from the son of the Bedid Shiruf, he adds on another knaich to this, in the name of the Arizal, that Rabbeinu HaKodesh told Reb Chiya, I want you to go to a town, a village called Ein Tav. Don't be Makadosh Levuna here in town, where Rabbi Danusi was living. I want you to go somewhere, to a place called Ein Tav, be Makadosh Levuna over there, and send me from there the siman. Writes the Sefer, told us Yitzchok, why Ein Tav? This is also a remez for David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech, Chazal tell us, is called Toiv, the Pusik says, Toiv Roi, Toiv Ayin Hir Voirach. This was the middah of David HaMelech. So Ein Tav is Toiv Roi. Now this story, the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbeinu HaKodesh told Reb Chiya, I want you to be Mekadesh Levuna, go to Ein Tav and send me this siman, was due to a Masa Shehoya. What happened was, it was the 29th day of the month. Reb Chiya got up in the morning, and he saw still early morning the Levuna. Now the problem is, you can't have Rosh Chodesh, the new Levuna, until you have at least a gap of 24 hours between seeing the last time the old Levuna and seeing the first time the new Levuna. So if in the morning of the 29th, there was no, the Levuna had been seen by Reb Chiya, there was no way that night, which was the night of the 30th, they could see the new Levuna, so there was no way that Rabbeinu HaKodesh could tomorrow be Mekadosh HaChodesh and say today's Rosh Chodesh. So what did Rabbeinu HaKodesh do? He told Reb Chiya, you've got to leave town. You know, sometimes people have to go out of town, can't be seen in town for various reasons. Said Rabbi Yaakov Shapchia, you can't stay here in town. You've got to go out of town. Go to somewhere where perhaps they didn't see the Levona there. Here in town it's been seen. There's no way that we can be Mekadosh Levona here in town. You're going to have to go out of town, and you're going to have to be Mekadosh Levona somewhere else, and then send me a message that you saw the Levona. Tomorrow I'll be able to be Mekadosh Lechoidish. Pele Dikamasa. Says the Gemara, that Reb Chiya Shukal Kula, he took a clod of earth, Pusak Bay, and he threw it up to the Levona. Va'oman, he said, La'ota be'inan le'kedishibuch, I need to be Mekadosh you tonight. Va'at kayemes hocha, and you're still on show? Zil ichzi, go and cover yourself up. You've got to vanish, because I can't be Mekadosh you if everybody's seeing you. So Reb Chiya told the Levona, you've got to disappear from sight. We can't see you. If no one's seen you, then I can be Mekadosh the Levona. Now there is a Medrash, the Medrash in Parshas Boy, on the Pusuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, says the Medrash there, that the Levona is a remes to Malchus Beis David. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, Ad Shelo Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Yisru Mimitzrayim, Beremes Hoidi Lehem She'ein HaMalchus Bolem Ela Ad Shloishim Doya. The Rebbe Hashem said to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, you are going to be like the Chodesh. Just like the Chodesh has 30 days, similarly, there's going to be 30 kings in Klal Yisrael. HaChodesh Shloishim Yoim, Im Malchus Shelechem is Shloishim Doi. It's going to last for 30 generations. Carries on the Medrash, and the Medrash says that from Avraham Avinu until Shlomo HaMelech was 15 generations. So this was, the moon was getting, just like the moon gets bigger and bigger and bigger, so Klal Yisrael, starting from the time of Avraham Avinu, Klal Yisrael was getting greater and greater and greater, bigger and bigger, until it came Shlomo HaMelech. After Shlomo HaMelech, the Malchus, just like the moon, started getting smaller and smaller and smaller, until the last king was Tzidkiyui. Finishes off the Medrash, Kiven Shebo Tzidkiyui, Ksivus Eine Tzidkiyui Iver. What happened to Tzidkiyui? Nebuch, they blinded him. Similarly, writes the Medrash, Chusa Oira Shalavuna. That's the remez when the Oy Halavuna has vanished. The Mashur in Sanhedrin, in Daf Lamed Chesu Medalef, quotes this Medrash, and he adds on, that even after Chorban Beis HaMikdash, just like the Vuna every month comes back, so even after we no longer had kings in Klal Yisrael, we still had the Nusi, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda Nusi, who were for Shevet Binyamin. So says now the Mashur, very interesting Ha'ura. Why did Rabbeinu HaKodesh, who was the Nusi, tell Reb Chiya, you've got to be Mekadosh Levona? Surely that's the job of the Nusi, the Rosh Bezdin. And he's telling Reb Chiya, you've got to go to the Ein Tav, be Mekadosh Levona, see the new moon, send me back a message, Dove Melech Suchai V'Kayim. So Ramashu, because when the Levona vanishes, that's a Simen Ra for the Malchus based of it, and Rabbi Yehuda HaNusi, he was the Nusi, was from Shevet Binyamin. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda HaNusi didn't want to tell the Levona he's got to cover himself up, he's got to vanish, because that's a Simen Ra for the Nesias. So he told Reb Chiya, you've got to sort out the Levona. See to Levona, there should be a Levona tonight. So was Reb Chiya, he was the one who instructed the Levona, you've got to disappear, we need to be Mekadosh you. And he sent him the Simen, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. That although it's a Simen Ra when the Levona disappears, Erush Chodesh, but afterwards the Levona comes back, and that's Mechazrik our Minna, that David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. The Ramu writes this, the Maral, I'm sorry, writes this as well, this same Yisod in Masechtos Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chofei Umed Aleph. With this now we understand what the Ramu paskins, and that's how we all conduct ourselves, that when we say Kiddush Levona, writes the Ramu, Noihagim Loima, Dovid Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. How's it coming to Kiddush Levona? Says the Ramu, Shemalchisoy nimshal elavuna. The Malchus of David HaMelech is compared to the moon. Ve'usid l'schadesh kemoisa. And with being mechazikas, that Malchus Beis David is going to come back. Ve'kenes Yisrael tachsoy l'sdavik bebala shi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Digmas halavuna ha'mischadeshes im hachama. And the Bialucha quotes there in the name of the Pri Chudosh that the Makor is from this Gemara that Reb Chiya sent the Siman, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Now we know, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there used to be Mekadosh Al Pi Re'ia. They used to wait to see the moon. When they saw the moon, they knew it was the new Chodesh. Afterwards, Chazal tell us, Mishakilkili Haminim, the meaning came and they disrupted everything. They had to make the Cheshbon, and it was Hillel, not Hillel Azukan, the Zweite Hillel, the Amor Hillel, who he drew up the Cheshbon, which is what we use till today, to work out Pi Cheshbon, when every month is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Rabbeinu Bachai, in Parshas Bo, quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Chananu, one of the first Rishonim, a Gevaldik Achidesh. As the Emes is, they were never Mekadosh ever Al Pi Re'ia. They were always Mekadosh Al Pi Cheshbon. They wanted to see the moon, but they always knew Al Pi Cheshbon. They always knew the Cheshbon, and they were always Mekadosh Al Pi Cheshbon. Writes Rabbeinu Bachai these words. Kusav Rabbeinu Chananel Zal, Kevias HaChadushim, Einoi Elo Al Pi HaCheshbon. It's only Al Pi HaCheshbon. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, Loi Al Pi Riyas Halvuna. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, I'll prove it to you. Because the whole 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they were surrounded by the Anane HaKovod. And when they had the Anane HaKovod, they couldn't see not the sun and not the moon. They just had the Umid HaEsh and they had the Anane HaKovod. So how were they ever Mekadosh? How did they have Shabbos and Yom Tov in the Midbar if they never saw the sun or the moon? It must be, Zuk Rabbeinu Chananel, they were always Mekadosh Al Pi Cheshbon. V'chein Timsa. And similarly you'll find, Midivrei David LeYoinason. This that David HaMelech said to Yoinason, in the Haftorah it's written, that David HaMelech said to Yoinason, Hinei Chodesh Mocha. Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. V'onoichi Yushev Eishev Im HaMelech. I'm supposed to be sitting with the king, with Shul HaMelech. I'm invited to partake tomorrow in the Seder Rosh Chodesh. And David HaMelech said to Yonason, I'm going to be not turn up tomorrow. And we're going to see from the reaction from Shom HaMelech how he reacts. Is he Bashulam with me or not? And the Pesikim say, as we know, that Shul HaMelech was very angry. And he said that he's Chai of Misa. And this is how David HaMelech realized that Shul HaMelech wanted to kill him. So it's written in the Haftorah. David HaMelech says to Yonason, tomorrow, Mocha Chodesh, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh, and I'm going to be invited to the Seder Bashul HaMelech. Frek Rabbeinu Chanan, how did David HaMelech know as Mocha Chodesh, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh? How did he know? They hadn't yet seen the Levuna. Meheichen hoyo yodeya David shem Mocha Chodesh, lilei shal pi acheshben hoyo koivim. Perhaps there won't be the Levuna. Elamai. They always knew Al Pi Cheshbon when it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. So what we are learning out from this is that even when a person stands Erev Rosh Chodesh and he doesn't see the Levuna has vanished, which is a Simen Ra for Klal Yisrael. There's no Levuna, and Klal Yisrael Nimshel Levuna. A Yid always knows, Hinei Chodesh Mocha. Morgen kimt der nahe Chodesh. It's going to be Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. This is Mechazikas. Ki nafalti. Even after, unfortunately, I've had a nefila. Kamti. I'm going to get up. There's no oil avuna. Mocha Chodesh. And a sefer, V'tziva HaKoyin, which was written by Reb Aaron Shmuel HaKoyin, who lived over 200 years ago. He writes a Dovah Nifla in the name of Hagun Amanoich Reb Azik Av Bezdin Koritz. It's Nish the Rebbe of Pinchas Koritz. Somebody else lived over 200 years ago. That the words David Melech Yisul Chai V'Kayim, V'Kayim is written here with one yud, not two yuds, is Gematria Rosh Chodesh. V'hi Pele V'Hafle. This is what Rosh Chodesh teaches us. Rosh Chodesh teaches us as David Melech Yisruel Chai V'Kayim. There's a Gewaltige letter which the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes, wrote at the end of the Second World War, when the terrible news came to Eretz Yisrael of the extent of the Holocaust and what had happened to millions of Achayni B'nai Yisrael. The Ger Rebbe wrote a Michtav Chizik. And in his letter he writes as follows. Eis tzura hi liyakov shloi hoysa kemoihi beYisrael. When the eis tzura, the likes of which has never been. Ve'ein eitza acheres ele ischazkis be'emina e betuchen b'Hashem Yisburach. There's no other way. We have to be machazik ourselves with emina and betuchen. Am Hashem chizki v'nischazka. And he says, if the tzuras attack is so terrible, this is a simon, they are chevlei Moshiach. This is what is heralding the coming of Moshiach. B'medrash Tanchima, on the pusik, atem nitzuvim hayoim, kilchem lifnei Hashem lekeichem. Why do we need the word hayoim in the pusik? Atem nitzuvim kilchem lifnei Hashem lekeichem. What's the word hayoim telling us? Tells us the medrash Tanchima. Moish Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Ma hayoim ma fil imeye. Just like the day, it becomes dark, and then it becomes light. Af atem keshafei lelechem. When Klal Yisrael was going through a period of darkness, he usid lehei lechem oy oylam. The darkness is what heralds the light at the end of the tunnel. The oy oylam shenema. Hashem Rabbi Yishon will be for us an oy oylam. So this is the message the Ger Rebbe was giving over. Am Hashem chizki v'nischazka. We need to be machazik ourselves when Klal Yisrael is going through a period of darkness, like unfortunately once again nowadays. We have to be a machazik ourselves, just like the day becomes dark, but becomes light. So the darkness will change into a oy oylam. So this is the avoida of Erev Rosh Chodesh. Erev Rosh Chodesh signals the time of darkness. Klal Yisrael is nimshal levuna, but the levuna is not there. We can't find the levuna. It's gone. It's vanished. It's dark. There's no light outside by night. But we know hine chodesh mocha. Although today it's dark, hine chodesh mocha. Tomorrow is kim tefrisha lecht, will be light tomorrow. So now we understand what is this avoida. And therefore, when it comes, Erev Rosh Chodesh falls on the Shabbos, we suspend the Parshas Hashavia and we line this Parsha of the story of David HaMelech. Vayipukeid mukhoim David. Says in the Pusik that David HaMelech's place was empty. David HaMelech had to go into hiding. He had to go into hiding. And this is that avoida we have to be mechazik ourselves. El alavuna oma shetischadesh ateres tiferes la misei butem shehei masidim lischadesh kemoisa. When it comes the new levuna, that's mechazik. Klal Yisrael, we will be zoiche lischadesh kemoisa lefule yoitzram al shem kavod malchisoi. Now the Gemara there in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, brings a story. Tuni Rabunam, Pamachas Niskashi Shemayim Be'ovim, V'niris Demis Levuna Be'esrim Be'tishel Chodesh. It once happened, it was a cloudy night. It was the night of the 29th night of the month. And the Oynim thought that through the clouds, they made out, they could see the shape of the new moon. The Bezdin also thought it was the new Chodesh and wanted to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Omelim Rabbi Gamliel, no. Kach mi kiblani beis avi abba, ein chedish shlevuna pechisa me'esem v'tishe yoy mechsa v'shnei shlishe shu v'shishem v'shloishe chalukim. That you have to have between one Chodesh and another a minimum of 29 and a half days, 2/3 of an hour, and 73 chalukim. Tells us the Gemara, Va'oisoi hayoim meisa imoi shel ben Zozo. On that day died the mother of ben Zozo. V'hispida Rabban Gamliel hesped gudel. Rabban Gamliel was the gudel ador the nusi, egegangs alavaya, and exuk the groisa hesped on the mother of ben Zozo. Zuk the gemura, loy mipnei shiri'ir lekach, not because that was, he would have done that stammers on a different day of the week. Because on Rosh Chodesh Zuk Mishkenes Beidim, and Rabbi Galia wanted to show that today is not Rosh Chodesh, only the 29th is Erev Rosh Chodesh, therefore Gezuk the Groisa Hesped, in order that everyone should get the message. The Sforim write that this person, Ben Zozo, we don't come across him anywhere in Shas or in Medrash. We have no idea who he was. Was Nifta Imoy the mother of Ben Zozo? We don't have any record of somebody called Ben Zozo. Although in Sefer Divrei Yomim, Divrei Yom Aleph, Beis, Pusit Lama Gimel, there is somebody there called Zozo who's from Bnei Yehida, Shevet Yehida. And it occurred to me as follows. Zozo, Zayin, Zayin, Aleph, is Gematria 15. We know we say in the Zmiris, Bashalashidis, No hoke malchis dovid de shloimoi ba'atura she'itra loy imoi. And this is a medrash in Shia Shirim where Chazal asks, what does this mean, ba'atura she'itra loy imoi? And I think it's there Rabbi Gamliel as well, who says this is a remez to Kalal Yisrael, who the Rebbein Shomotaha, as a gewaltiger harvest to Kalal Yisrael, ba'atura she'itra loy imoi, as the Rebbein Shom gives a natura, as oivi, the mother gives a natura to a child, ba'atura she'itra loy imoi, this is the atura which the Rebbein Shom had as a gewaltiger harvest for Kalal Yisrael. So it occurred to me as follows, that they wanted to say it's Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbi Gamliel, no, I'm sorry, it's, we're not yet been zoicha to the atura she'itra loy imoi. Or to gezuk the hesped on the imoy shel ben Zozo. Zozo is doch 15 to show we've come to the end of the 15. We haven't yet been zoicha yet to the Rosh Chodesh. We still need to wait for the Rosh Chodesh. So this is the avoider of erev Rosh Chodesh. When it comes to the time of darkness, ki nafalti kamti ki eisha b'choshech Hashem oili. And with this now, we can explain another Gemara, a famous Gemara, which all the Mephoshim struggle greatly to understand this Gemara. The Gemara says in Psochem, Kif Yitesum Beis, Usud HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Tzadik, Seida LeTzadikim. Lo Usud Lovai, the Boshim is going to make a greater Seida for all the Tzadikim. La'achla Sh'oichlem V'shoisnim, Noisim loy lavrum avini kosher bruch levorach. Says Avrum Avini, sorry, no. Eini mevorach, because from me came out Yishmael. Okay, pass the cost down. We give it to Yitzchok. Oh, says Yitzchok, no, I can't bench either. From me came out Esav. Okay, pass it down to Yaakovini. Says Yaakovini, I can't bench either. I married two sisters, Ruchel and Leah. We give over the cost to Moshe Rabbeini. Moshe Rabbeini says, I can't bench either. I didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. We give the kois to Yeshia Benin. So Yeshia Benin, I can't bench either. I don't have any children. Okay, we give the kois over to David HaMelech. Tells us the Gemura, Oy Melehem, Ani Avurach, I will take a bench. Veli Nuel Avurach. And me take as a pass, a kimmich, a shinich, so benchen. Shenema, kois Yeshia's eso, if a shame Hashem ekro. All the Mepharshim, as we understand, struggle greatly with this Gemura. If Avrum Avini, Yitzchok Avini, Yaakov Avini, Moshe, Rabbein, Yeshir Benin said, we don't look at ourselves worthy of benching. David HaMelech, who he said, Onoichi Toilas V'loi Ish, suddenly he said, yeah, give me the cost. Me Kim Taka the benching. How do we understand this? So it occurred to me, a pshat as follows, and I'm surprised that none of them are Foshim, say this pshat. Avada David HaMelech didn't hold himself any more worthy for Shteitzach than any of the others. However, David HaMelech knew fully well that throughout the thousands of years of Gulis, Klal Yisrael have been davening for the Ge'ilah. And when we daven for the Ge'ilah, what do we say? We said it already this morning in davening. L'shlaimichu berachmim tushiv v'sishkoim b'soicha kasha dibato v'nei oisa b'kuru b'yameni bin oilam v'chisei dovid avdecho mahera l'soicha tuchin. Then we carry on. Es tzemach dovid avdecho mahera satzmiach v'kalne turim b'shiyosecho. Similarly, in benching, we say, Rachem no al sulamecho, val shvaim recho, val si mishan kuvdech, malchus beidu mishrecho, val malchus beis dovid mishichecho. Writes the Rambam in Hilchas Bruchas in the second parak. If you didn't say malchus beis dovid in benching, you're not yoitza. Why are you not yoitza? She'ein lechume gemira, ele bechazuras malchus beis dovid. We can have Eretz Yisrael, we can have even the Beis HaMikdash, with the Kohen Gadol, with all the Karbonos. Zok the Rambam, as long as we haven't got Malchus Beis David, so nishken nechoma gemira. In Sefer Hosea is written as follows. If Ba'achas HaYomim, after Kibbutz Galiyos, Klal Yisrael will come back to Yisrael, Ibikshias Hashem Eloikeyem, Ve'es David Malkom. Similarly, a pusik in Tehillim, Yishalayim abeniya kishe chibro lo yachtov, shonki shome yoshi chisois le mishpot, chisois le veis dovid. And in the haftoira, taka the birchas haftoira, we say, samcheini Hashem lekeini, beliyui hanuvi avdecho, eva malchis veis dovid mishichecho, al kisa lo yeshev zov, lo yinchalechem es kevoidoi. For what? Ki b'shen kodshecho nishbat eloi, shloich b'nei roi lo'oilem vued. Rabbi Hashem, you made the shvia, shloich b'nei roi lo'oilem vued. So come before Hashem, where do we find Rabbi Hashem made such a shvia? But this is the pusik in Tehillim, in Pei Tes. Achas nishbati b'kodshi, em l'dovid achazev, zare lo'oilem yiye, v'chisoy kashemesh negdi, ki reich yikan oilem. So David HaMelech didn't view himself that he's any more worthy than anybody else. But David HaMelech said, Li nu'e levorech, is nu'e to bench. Not because I deserve it, but I know this is what Klal Yisrael for thousands of years has been davening. They've been davening that we should be zoich again to see the Malchus Beis David. And therefore, said David HaMelech, this is what Klal Yisrael has been waiting for. So although we mention in davening the schiz from the others, we say lekei Avruam, lekei Yitzchav, lekei Yaakov, and so on, but we don't ask in that way, that we should be zoicha to see the Malchus, to see the others, like we ask that we should be zoicha to see the Malchus based David. The Ramban in his closing words in Sefer Bamidbar writes these words, Kasha usim avaseini hagadoilis v'hanoiruois, Yuchish b'yomeini keitz ha'pluois, Yivna habayis v'alishkois gevil, V'yuchin shom lebeis duvid kisois v'eineini royis. Writes Ramban, we ask Rabbi Hashem, please bring back Malchus beis duvid, v'eineini royis. So therefore this is our emina. Our emina is, we have a emina that will all be zoicha emitz Hashem to see the Malchus beis duvid. And I found a smach to this in the Rikanti, one of the Rishonim, in Parshas Akiv. The Rikanti writes these words, V'soid Malchus Beis David b'boine Yerushalayim. Why do we mention Malchus Beis David in the Bruch of Boine Yerushalayim? Mitam ze omri razal b'psuchim, oimim l'dovid toy liburech, oima ani avurech v'lino l'avurech. I see the Rikanti puts them together. You know why we need to mention Malchus Beis David in Birchas Hamuzan in Boinei Shalayim? Because David HaMelech is going to say one day, V'li nu'e levurech. So therefore we need to mention it. So this is taka, the avoider of Haftoiras Mocha Chodesh. When it comes Erev Rosh Chodesh, and we suspend the Haftoira of the Pasha, we line a Pasha Mocha Chodesh. And the question we started was, Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned at all. No, that's not mentioned. But you know what is mentioned there? What is mentioned there is how Shaul HaMelech wanted to kill David HaMelech. David HaMelech had to go into hiding. And despite all odds against him, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Why? Because Mocha Chodesh, said Gay Kimen, Anaya Chodesh, Mahayoy Mafil Emeye, Azoy Klal Yisrael is also Mafil Emeye. And this is what the Rambam Mipanei meant when he said, just like in Shiva de Nechemta, we suspend the parsha, the Haftorah, in order to line Psikim Haftorahs of Nechuma, so we line, similarly, the Haftorah of Mocha Chodesh. This is a Nechuma and a chizik for Klal Yisrael. We should all be zoich emitz Hashem, dovid tzisi einaini royis, dovid melech Yisrael chai v'kayom, b'mheira v'yomeini, amen.